to encourage you to get my devotional book, my daily Bible blessings from my daily Bible reading. My husband, when he was in college, our pastor challenged him to read the Bible in a year, and he said, how can I do that? He didn't know, so he made up a schedule, and he divided it up with 85 verses a day. And if you read 85 verses a day, you get through the Bible in one hour. And so then sometimes I don't always get something out of it when I'm reading it, so to be truthful. And so 1 year I decided I'm going to write a blessing every day and see if I had got something out of it. So I wish everybody to get this because I wrote it. But because it goes through the Bible. And so I want to talk about something. See, I'll try to do it fast. My husband says we have to be out of time because we have to go get lunch and everything. I get the habits of the happenings. And they take care of wayward girls there. And I opened it up and I saw this article and it made me quite upset because I don't think it's about wives and husbands and submission. And it just upset me because I didn't think it was the right view. I have this book called Husband Loving Lessons, and I'm told it helps a lot of people's marriages. I used to teach these lessons quite a few years ago and put it in a book. And so this is on marriage a little bit, and I just feel like I should talk about it. I don't have myself too organized on it. But in Ephesians 5, we have teaching of submission. And the man that wrote this article is, I know his name as well as any, I can't come up with it, Don Jasmine. And I just don't agree with him. I don't agree with this mutual submission thing because he says there has to be a leader. And then he does point out illustrations of submission. But if you have a mutual submission, these illustrations don't really work. Because you can't, like with the husband and wife, you can't both of you be in charge. Somebody has to be in charge. And sometimes they say this is very difficult, and it is, to always, because we don't always agree with our husband, and we don't always think that they know what they're saying. But you'd be surprised how the Lord can bless you if you submit to him. Sometimes, you know, you speak up, because if you don't, you might hit a truck or something on the street. But I do think that I went to a conference a long time ago in California. Someone paid my way so I could interview, sorry, I'm like, that was a real name. I know her name is Phyllis, I think. Interview this woman that was Lisa Scanzoni. She wrote a book on mutual submission, something like that, in marriage. And then the other woman that I interviewed, now I can't think of her name. I know it as well as anything. And so I went way out there, and I was exposed to a different group of women who love the Lord in their way, but they're very new evangelical. And by the way, I wrote an article once. I used to write from the 10th row, and my husband had a paper. And in that article, I said that new evangelicalism would bring different kind of music into the church, into very fundamental churches that would not stand for wrong doctrine, but new evangelicalism would bring it right into their church through the music. And we were going to Bethel Baptist then, and I could see it coming in there too. And I've always been surprised how that was really a prophetic statement, because nobody was talking like that then. So getting back to the leadership of wife, this says, he calls mutual partnership the husband and wife team. And I don't know if we're a team or not, but I think there's a rank. And it just disturbs me very much to see that Christian women don't always know the rank. Now, if we look in Ephesians, we have starting with verse 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart, giving thanks unto the Lord for all things. And then verse 4, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord, the fear of God. But this submission, they're in the rank of husband and wife, just like the child and mother, but the boss and person, the servant. If you have the child bossing away around the mother, that's wrong. So, and we shouldn't have the wife bossing around the husband, that's wrong. We don't have the employer bossing around the boss of the thing. There's a certain way that we're supposed to act. We're supposed to have respect even for older women. But we don't come in and say, oh, why are you asking your husband what you should do? You make the choices. You do it. You decide what we're going to do. Women set the standard. Women tell you, you're the wife, you tell everybody what to do. And that's what's wrong. And that's what's wrong with Christian marriage. And so we have verse 22 of chapter 5. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands. So Christ is the head of the church, and the husband is the head of the wife of the family. And we have to get ourselves in line. If we feel that we're the boss of our husband, we're wrong. And you sometimes go out in public and you see women bossing their husbands all around. You think they could just boss them at home if they have to be bossed, but they boss them around and the husband just yes ma'am, yes ma'am. And it's very disturbing. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ, the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church, the body of Christ. And you can only have one head, and that's Christ in the body of Christ. In a home, you can only have one head, and that's the husband. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And it is not easy, because sometimes, actually, the woman does know more about the matter. There are certain matters husbands don't really know. But we have to be a certain way so that maybe you can't call it correcting. Somehow we have to love our husbands in such a manner that they will love us in such a manner that they will treat us like really something very special. And sometimes we don't act very special. So why should we shouldn't be surprised when they don't treat us special? Husbands love their wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, I just want to go over here to this one, Titus 2:4. You can find Titus, because I don't have any of this written down. I just want to say these things. Titus 2:4. Titus 2:3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Now this, I'm one of the aged women. I'm 88, so I've reached aged. I don't really know what aged is, but to someone who's 95, I'm young. The aged women likewise, that they might behave as becometh holiness. Do you and I, do we behave as becometh holiness? You know the answer to that question. Holiness is meant to be set apart to the Lord. And then not slanderers, not false accusers. It's very easy for a woman to say things and be part of the false accusing group. Not given to much wine. We're not supposed to drink wine. We're instead of a woman that comes to our church every once in a while to the Bible studies where we have a lot of discussion, and she likes to argue, and she wants to drink. I've come to the conclusion she must want to drink, and I think she must want to drink a lot. That's my own conclusion, because she argues against the fact that the word for wine doesn't always mean strong drink, and she becomes a spectacle because she's so much wanting to drink wine, I guess, and prove it in the Bible. And the teachers of good things. And I look at myself, am I always the teacher of good things? I don't know. Now, this is the aged people, and this all speaks to me. And to you, if you consider yourself in the aged group. And they that may teach the young woman to be sober. So I'm supposed to, and you, woman, to teach young women to be sober. That means not be drunk, and also a sober way of behaving. And to love their husbands, to love their children. Now, this author over here says, wives are commanded to love their husbands, and I beg to differ with him. The older women are to teach the wives to love their husbands. And one way we can teach is by the way we behave. And another way is to show them the scriptures and to love their children. Some women leave their children. I had a pastor, and after he was no longer my pastor, but he had a wife, and she left her husband, and she was very much needed in the ministry where they were. She played the piano and everything, looked up to, but she left her children, and she left her two little boys, and just hurt that one little boy really much. He was just a little fella. She just took off and left her husband. And ruined the ministry of her husband, and ruined her children, just so she could be free. So I want to encourage you to love your husband. And if you don't have a husband, and someday may have one, not to say, I'm going to be the boss of this. I'm going to be the boss. And when you're the boss, it's unbecoming. It's easy to be the boss, especially if you have leadership abilities and things like that, and especially if you think your husband is not doing it right. But I just want to encourage that to you. I'll say this. I won't say who it is, but somebody in this very room told me that my book on husband loving changed their marriage, which was very humbling. And when we used to have these classes a long time ago, I saw women, their lives change, and their husbands would call them up when they were working and talk to them, tell them they loved them. All of a sudden, because they were learning how to do husband-loving lessons. And it's not always easy. There's a lot. There's sex included in husband-loving. And submission. I think that's all I'll say on this matter. But God laid it on my heart to talk to you. I think I'll pray. Dear Father,